Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. Russia plans to approve a coronavirus vaccine for public use as soon as August 10 to August 12. The drug being developed at Moscow's Gamaleya Institute and the Russian Direct Investment Fund may be approved for widespread use within 3 to 7 days of registration by drug regulators. The drug, if approved, would be the world's first coronavirus vaccine. However, adequate scientific data on its coronavirus vaccine trials is yet to be released by Russia. Yes Bank has reportedly taken possession of Reliance Center in Mumbai, the headquarters of Anil Dhirubhai Ambani Group, after the company failed to repay dues worth ₹2,892 crore. The Anil Ambani-led group is one of the biggest borrowers of Yes Bank with exposure of over ₹12,000 crore. The bank acquired the building on July 22nd under the Securitization and Reconstruction of Financial Assets and Enforcement of Security Interest Act. India's largest car maker Maruti Suzuki India has reported its worst ever performance in a quarter, logging a loss for the first time in the first quarter of this fiscal. The company has registered a net loss of ₹249.4 crore. The results indicate the fallout of the spread of the pandemic during the last 3 months that saw a complete lockdown in the month of April. The first batch of Rafale fighter jets, which took off from France on Monday, landed at Ambala Air Base yesterday. The 5 jets, 3 single-seater and 2 double-seater planes have been delivered to India nearly 4 years after it signed an intergovernmental agreement with France to purchase 36 Rafale jets under a ₹59,000 crore deal. After laying off over 1,100 employees in May, Swiggy has yet again announced that it would be laying off 350 more employees due to slower business recovery. However, the food-hailing giant has offered 3 to 8 months of salary to the employees who lost their jobs, along with accelerated stock vesting. The rising incidents of data breach are causing a huge impact on financials of companies. According to the latest global study by IBM Security examining the same, the average cost of data breach in India stood at ₹14 crore. The study spanning August 2019 and April 2020 showed an increase of 9.4% from 2019 findings. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Goodbye for now.